Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Yalu. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic we will be talking about today, and hope everyone can chime in on it. And thought I was going to be a little later getting on because my system was down, but we're not going to let that deter us. We're going to keep on moving forward. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in each and every person's life that have tuned into this broadcast today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in each and every one of our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this show today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we're able to partake of the Word of God coming from Scriptures on this topic today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And as we come on, dear Heavenly Father, let others be able to participate or listen in on the broadcast today, because it's all about you. It's not about us, even though we're bringing the broadcast on. But if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be this morning? So we want to give you praise and we want to give you glory for who you are and whose you are. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise today and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is talking about friendship. What is the mark of true friendship? A lot of you all have asked yourself, I thought he was my friend. I thought she was my friend. You know, you go on, you just thinking all these things. But truly, today coming from Scriptures, we're going to talk about friends, what true friend is all about, what a true friend will stick closer to you than a brother. You will die. Some people have died for their friend because they have that true friendship, that love of God that's resting, ruling, abiding each and every one of them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And welcome to the show, everyone that have come on. We welcome you to the show today. And if you would like to get someone else to come on the line today as we start, have them dial into area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Hallelujah, hallelujhah. Well, today we're going to talk about what is the mark of true friendship. And as they say, I'm glad you asked. And we're going to be coming from Scriptures, so have your Bible and your pen and pencil handy. That way you can read exactly what I'm saying from Scripture. That way you don't think I'm saying something wrong. Just think about it. How many friends do you have? Can you count them up on one finger or two fingers? But sure enough, friends, how many friends do you have? Then the next question I'm asking you, who are they? If you are typical, your friends range from a casual acquaintance to those who would die for you. Sometimes friends are closer than brothers or sisters. Friends share affection, companionship, confidence, consideration, devotion, esteem, faithfulness, fellowship, harmony, helpfulness, loyalty, partnership, support. Friends are special above all. God is our very best friend. And for the tag words you'll hear throughout the broadcast today is trust, understanding, grace, and sympathy. All these things that I listed above as I started reading it out to you, this are what true friendship is. These qualities in a friend. You know, you say, well, can we really, truly be friends with God? Yes, you can. You can go to Exodus 33, 11 to 23. You can read these scriptures at your leisure. The Lord will speak to Moses face to face as a man speak to his friend. for you have found favor with me, and you are my friend. Mm. He's speaking to Moses. You know, God called Moses his friend. We are his friends. So if we truly seek him and love him, we are God's friends. Over in Psalms 25 and 14, it says, friendship with the Lord is reserved for those who fear him. With them, he shared the secret of his covenant. You know, we can share our deepest secrets. It's a mark of great friendship. You can tell a true friend everything. And in between Jesus, you, and that friend, a true friend. A true friend is not going to get out and gossip about you. A true friend is not going to throw daggers in you. A true friend, we're talking about a true friend like Moses was Jesus' friend. Jesus was Moses' friend, vice versa, you know. When God shared the secret of his promise with us, we know that he considered us his friend. When God is speaking to you and telling you what to do, what not to do, how to go about doing something, how to change your mindset on some things you've been saying, how to give you more patience, give you more love, give you more joy, more peace. That's a true friend. You can go to him in the midnight hour, in the 12 o'clock noon, at any time. And what you tell him, it will not go nowhere. You know, the marking of a true friend comes from Proverbs 17 and 7. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. When you need and you got a true friend, that friend gonna come to your rescue. It may not be everything that can get for you at that time, but they're gonna try their hardest to get everything that you need. We're talking about a true friend of God today. Can you say that about acquaintance you have, casual acquaintance, or friends? You can count your friends nowadays on one hand, and you may have some fingers left when you think about it. You know, over in 1 Samuel 18, 1 and 4, it says, and Jonathan made a special vow to be David's friend. You know, some friendships are fleeting and some are lasting. True friendship are glued together with bands of loyalty and commitment. They remain intact despite change, external circumstances. We're talking about a true friend and a true friendship. I'm giving you some pointers today that you may never have thought of. You know, we are the body of Christ. We make up the church. We are the church. We just go when it's convenient to the building now, or we fellowshipping at home through Facebook, through Zoom, me and Blog Talk. But we're talking today about friendship and true friendship. You know, what get in the way of friendship? I'm glad you asked. Over in 1 Samuel 18, 5 and 13, the word of God say, from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. You heard me say, a jealous eye on David. Saul, who had a spear in his hand, suddenly heard it at David. Now, if David was his true friend and he had that friendship, why would Saul do that? He was envious of David. My. You know, here they talk about jealousy. Jealousy is the great dividing force of friendship. I found that out through the body of Christ, and a lot of you that's on the line right now, y'all have also. You found out when trouble, when the rubber meets the road, as they say, you find out who your true friends is. And at the body of Christ, you will find out soon who your true friend is. When just because you don't go to a particular program every week, they cut you off. Because you don't call them every time, or you calling them, but they never pick up the phone and call you back. That shows you what type of friend they are. They're not that busy. They can't call you on a cell phone, a house phone. We don't have pay phones along the street no more. So, you know, it's not a reason you can't hear from your so-called true friend. You know, jealousy is the great dividing force of friendship. Envy over what a person had will soon turn to anger. How many people you know is envy? You wore a nice suit today, or you got a new pair of shoes that you needed. But if somebody looking at you envy with jealousy, how can you wear them shoes? Somebody might have even gave them to you. How can you wear that suit? You might have got it at the thrift store. You didn't go to Neiman and Marcus. You didn't go to J.P. Penney's. You didn't go to Burlington. Somebody blessed you with the suit. But if somebody that you think is your friend is jealous as they can be and bitter, oh, don't talk about bitterness, causing you to separate yourself from the one you truly cared for. It's a lot of people you done cared for, but God kept showing you, all of us, me included, until finally when something tragically happened. He's not one to come back and say, I told you so, but he give us all the warning signs. Are we taking heed to the warning signs? You know, over in Psalms 41 and 9, it say, even my best friend, the one I trusted completely, has turned against me. We all have been there. When respect of reverence is seriously damaged, even the closest friendship is at risk. Over in 2 Samuel 13 and 11, it says, but as she was feeding him, he grabbed her and demanded, come to bed with me. Friendships are destroyed when boundaries are violated. My. Over in Genesis 50, chapter 1, verses 4 through 21, you can read those scriptures at your leisure. So we beg you to forgive us. No, don't be afraid. Indeed, I myself will take care of you. You know, forgiveness restores broken relationships. We got to forgive one another. They may not want to come and forgive us or beg pardon, but let us be the bigger person and say, I forgive you. Everything you said, everything you've done, because I don't know where my name at on the road. And I want God to receive me into his kingdom. So I'm asking for forgiveness. You know, Jesus had a new concept of friendship. Love both friends and enemies. And I know you say, how can I do that? They done this to me. They did that to my family. They did that. But what did the word say? I just read it to you. Say, Jesus said to love both friends and enemies. Even when you know, you see them doing you wrong. But to see Jesus, we've got to cast it aside and still love them. Just think about all the dirty things we done did, all the dirty things we done said. Even if our thought patterns, we might not have said them verbally out of our mouth, but by the time our conscience got through whipping us, when we think about all the things we said that we wish we could have said outwardly, God still forgave us. He throwed it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to return back on our watch, on his watch. You know, Jesus expects his followers not only to love friends, but also to love enemies. And I know you're saying, well, what do I do when I'm having trouble making friends? Well, let's go to the scriptures again. Job, the 19th chapter and the 19th verse say, my close friends abhorred me. Those I love have turned against me. How many have happened to that? If anyone would like to chime in on this broadcast today, hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. Over in John chapter 5, verse 7, it says, I have no one to help me into the pool. Here was the pool, the man at the pool, but here he was waiting on a friend or somebody to put him in the pool. But he had to make him the mind, wait a minute, I want to be here today. I've been sitting at this pool too long, and everybody passing me by, getting in the pool, out the pool, or whatever. But I'm still sitting here, waiting. Waiting on who? Wait broke the bridge down. You know, it's that little old cliche thing. You know, we all go through times when it seems our friends have deserted us. We all have experienced, and we experience it right now, that we thought we had true friends, and the Lord let us see exactly who they were. They was dressed up with wool clothing on, sheep in wool clothing. How many times that had happened to us? Over in John 15, chapter in the 15th verse, it said, I no longer call you servant. That's what God said. Now you are my friend. You know, we have to show ourselves friendly. We wonder why the other person don't want to be friends with us. What have you been saying? What have you been doing? Or did you try to show yourself friendly? Now, as long as you discharge your duty as a Christian, as a servant of God, we're not going to worry about how they treat us. We want to worry about how we treat them in the sight of God. Because they might treat us like crap, like we got something on us. But let us treat them with kindness, love, and respect. Over in Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 5th verse, it says, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. God won't fail us, y'all. Friends and co-workers and everything, they'll fail us. But God said, I will never forsake you. He's right there all the time. You know, the first thing we must do is remember that God is our constant friend and will never leave us. My. When you think about that, God is not going to leave. He's not going to walk off and leave you like others do. Others will say, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but not so. Over in Ephesians 5 and 32, the word of God says, excuse me, instead be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgive one another just as God through Christ have forgiven you. Act of kindness and generosity attracts others to you. Have you noticed, you know, some people, you know, you're nice to them, you do what you can for them. You don't mistreat them. It could be somebody, I'm just going to use this example because I'm always helping people on the street. My niece always telling me, Auntie, you're just too trustworthy. You're just too this, you're too that, you know. But I don't know what day that I may need some help. I don't know who God might have in place to help me. It could be a homeless woman or man could give me a piece of bread or a pair of shoes to put on my feet. It don't have to be somebody from the high echelon that help you. It can be somebody scratching pay dirt on the dirt. But it's something that they can tell you, whether wisdom, knowledge, that would help you along this Christian journey. And when we think about it, how good God is, we can't help but say, God, I praise you. I give you glory because you truly, truly are worthy to be praised. And that's what, you know, we think about on friendship. You know, some people say henship, kinship, and all this stuff, but true friendship, we know that come from God. We know without a shadow of a doubt, when we don't have a friend, like that song say, I have a friend in Jesus. He is our friend. He will not walk away from us. He will not leave us. He's right there, standing by our side, ready to help us through any and every given situation. That's a friend. And when we was talking about earlier, when I was talking about self-esteem, I think I mentioned that the esteem. And I'm going to go to that. If I'm not mistaken, I was sharing on esteem, not just, but on esteem. Think of those who say these words, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he who took part in creation and who was from the beginning, he promised to go with us personally and to go with always to the ends of the age or end of the world. We're talking about true friendship. God is with us that every step of the way. He haven't forsaken us. He haven't left us. He haven't walked away. Friends will walk away from you, but Jesus is still standing there with open arms saying, come, my child. I know you hurt. I know you're wounded, but I'm here to wipe every tear from your eye. I know they didn't do you right. I know they talked about you. I know they scandalized your name, but come to me. I'm going to wipe the tears from your eyes. I'm going to knock the dust off of you. Well, you figure you're too weak to do it for yourself. We're talking about true friendship today. You know, when we think of act of kindness and generosity attract others to you, you know, it's the kindness that you have towards someone. And for you know it, every time you look around, you can't get rid of that person. They say, well, baby, such and such a thing, or son, such and such a thing, or honey, whatever name you use. And they say, you just don't know. God sent you as a light to me when I was in my darkest days. I was able to see the light shining on you. I can see what true friendship is all about. I know without a shadow of a doubt what God is doing in our friendship. And when you think about that, that generosity that attracts others to you, you always say, well, I wonder why they always hanging around me, because they see the light on you. They see how you treat them and others, and they want to be your friend, a true friend. They see you not out gossiping about nobody. You're not out on the phone talking and running up this one, up this tree, down that tree, up this tree, down that tree. They don't see your name on people's mailboxes when they pass, scandalizing your name and nobody else's name. That's a true friend. Whatever you and that friend talk about, y'all going to take it to the Lord in prayer. You don't have to worry about it being back of town, cross town, in town, around town. It's between you, that person, and Jesus. We're talking about friendship today. You know, whether cause are romantic, male or female, friendship involves unique pressure and temptation. Thus, the Bible offers in the guidelines for dating, relationship. You know, over in 1 Corinthians 13, 4, and 7, they say love is patient. That I was telling about my niece today. She don't have any patience. I'm trying to get her to learn to have patience. It was a wreck on the main highway where she take to go to work. She wasn't the only one stranded. But you thought she was the only one in the world that was trying to get to work a little bit earlier, because she had actually been come early to cover somebody else's shift and hers. So I'm trying to show you how patience, how God want us to have that kind, that love. It's not jealous. We can love a person, thank God for them. We may live in a flat and they got a two-story house. Don't be jealous of them. When God get ready to give you a two-story or one-story, he will. Be glad for them. If they won the lottery and they didn't give you a penny, still be glad for them. And let them know you're glad. I'm just using that as a hypothetical example today on the broadcast. We're talking about friendship and jealousy. Love is love. It's not jealousy. You don't have to puff it up. You don't have to sway it from one end to the other. When you love a person, you love hard from your heart. Jealousy and envy should not come into play, no matter what they have or what they don't have. Don't let jealousy and envy come between your friendship. Let Jesus stay the center of both of y'all lives. You know, love does not demand its own way. Here Paul was timeless in his description of Christians' love become the standard of respect and decency that should mark all our relationship, including our dating relationship. That means here we are to follow the guidelines of the Holy Word, or what God would have us to do, what God would have us to say, where God would have us to go. You know, sometimes we know everybody's not going to receive you. We understand that. Everybody's not going to love you. We understand that. But God put in each one of us that love that passes all understanding, that love that would take us further than money, that love that would open doors for us that money could not, that love and affection. God will bestow upon us so many things that he has blessed and prophesied us with. Just think about it. Loving someone, forgiving someone, not worshiping them, worship God, but love them. You know, you hear some people say, I love them, but I love them at a distance. We got families like that. We love them, but we don't want to be around them too much because we don't want none of that stuff to rub on us, some of the things that they do, some of the things that they say. But we want to be an encourager. We want to have that strength. We want to show them mercy. We're talking about friendship today. Hallelujah. You know, Paul's timeless description of Christians' love become the standard of respect and decency that should mark all our relationship, including our dating. You know, in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 3rd verse, the 5th chapter, 8-18, it says, let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Let the Holy Spirit, you all, fill and control you. We need the Holy Spirit to control us. Not our own emotion, but the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life today, no matter where you are. Ask the Lord to forgive you for whatever friend you thought you had that was a friend in Jesus. All friends are not friends of your death. They're the enemy. The enemy will send you stuff and make you think it's shining its light. But you take a look at that to make sure. Excuse me, I'm drinking a little water. When we think about that, over in Matthew 5:27-30, it says, anyone who even look at a woman with lust in his eyes has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You know, in a dramatic contrast to much that we see in our modern world today, Jesus called us to a standard of sexual pureness in thought as well as in deeds. You don't have to stoop low to what a person is doing to show kindness, to show affection, to show love, to show peace. You just tell them, about the word of God, what the word of God is saying to them. We can show them love. We can show mercy. They can see us if we had that pride or that arrogance about ourselves. We can drop all that and just take over Jesus' hand and let him lead you. You know, like that little song say, let Jesus lead us all the way from heaven, from earth to glory. Let Jesus lead us. And that's what I'm telling you today. Let Jesus lead you on everything that you do, everything that you say. Let Jesus be the guide. Let him come before you. Let him tell you, because he will show you your true friend, who you've been thinking was your friend for years, bosom buddies. But you told your friend something that it should went no further than Jesus, you, and your friend. And you hear it all downtown, all on Facebook, all on Instagram. Is that a true friend? Nope. Because if you wanted the world to know, you'd have put it out there yourself. But you had confidence in that person. You had everything you wanted, you had put in that person. And God had to show you that person, really show you that person. And don't talk about people that's in the body of Christ. If you want to find out who your friends is, hang around some of them. You're going to find out without a shadow. You're going to find who is your true companion, who you really can confide in, who you really can trust, who you really can have faithfulness in, devotion with, who you can be on a prayer line with. You know, God will show you who you have fellowship with, who going to be in harmony with you. I'm talking about friendship today. You know, when friends get together in Christian fellowship, God is always there. You'll find that in Matthew's, the 18th chapter and the 20th verse. So I want y'all to examine yourself a few minutes and think about your friends that you have. I'm pretty sure instead of counting them on 10 fingers, you're probably counting them on one. On Facebook, we put this is our friend. They want to be our friend. For what reason do you want me to be your friend? Have you questioned that? You click the button without hesitation, and you just clicking it to the enemy. That person have really showed you that they are a true friend. You're going to find a lot of discrepancy in it. But you have to know the pros and cons on who really is a friend. And coming to my close today, God wants us to be with you. You'll find that in Leviticus 26 and 12. If you seek God, you will find him. You'll find that in 1 Chronicles 28 and 9. When Jesus said, I'm your friend, he meant that. He didn't bite his tongue. He didn't stutter. When he said, I am your friend, believe what he said. He's your friend. He ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to forsake you. When the chips is down, he's right there. When you're being blessed, he's right there. When you're going through something, he's right there. But how many friends can you put on one finger when you're going through something that they'll call you and give you an encouraging word? They will lift you up, even family. Just think about it. So many people are quick to say, that's my friend. Wait a minute, I have somebody who would like to say something. Hallelujah. You're on the air, caller. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm really enjoying you. But I just wanted to say a few things, too. You know, friends are hard to find. And all of us have probably been hurt or bitten by someone that we thought was our friend. And we may have even given them information about us that they used. And then they turned out not to be a friend. But a true friend is hard to find. And a true friend is somebody that says that I got your back no matter what. Mm-hmm. And they will stand with you and they will be there with you. They're trustworthy. They're mm-hmm. honest. They're dependable. They're loyal. And it's hard to find people this way. They're non-judgmental and they're a good listener. And I thank God, amen. Like you say, you might can count two or three on one hand. I'm not going to even say all five. But a friendship is a bond that you have between two people. And they stick together. They like the same things. They enjoy the same things. You know, and it's just hard to find these kind of people. Now, they said that there are four stages of a friendship. First, you become acquaintances. And then, you know, you can talk about the same things, you enjoy the same things, and then you become peer friends. And then you become close friends. And then you become best friends. And then that's where the true friends really come out. And so you can talk to these people about anything. But the best thing about being able to talk to them about anything is you feel comfortable talking to them. You know, I don't like to talk to people where I have to watch what I say, you know, because, you know, it may be twisted or you may hear it again. But when you can just be yourself and talk to this person, be comfortable, and it's just like we're bonded together. We're close. We're here for each other. So friendship and a good friend and a true friend, that's really hard to find, and I'm really enjoying you. All right, I'm finished.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And that is true. That's why I say I have to learn what a true friend was. Because I tell my son all the time, every time he passed me, you know, he grinning, and they say, oh, that's my friend. You just met a young man come to the program yesterday. You don't know nothing about the young man. He's got to show himself to you to be a friend. And that is so true on the different stages of friendship. You know, God offers his friendship to the godly. You find that in Nahum 1 and 7. And I think about when I look at Facebook, how many people we say is our friend. They're not our friend. Some of them are good acquaintance. But we click the button before we realize it. And some of those very ones are throwing daggers at you. But you're going to love them in spite of whatever they do, because God said to love them. We don't have to be around them every day. We don't have to tell them our deepest thoughts. But God is so good, so great. I thank God for this broadcast today.
Right.
Did anyone else like to say anything else on the broadcast today? What is the mark of a true friendship? Well, I give God the praise today and the glory. And for those that it might be listening in, I want them to tune in on Saturday. We're going to have another broadcast coming out on this same station, same phone number. So y'all pass the numbers out to others, because we're going to be talking about with women unified in Christ. And we're going to have a good topic on that broadcast on Saturday at 3 o'clock. So I'm hoping everyone will be able to attend. I'm going to put it on Facebook today or tomorrow for sure, inviting other women to the broadcast. So I'm going to go ahead and close this out for the day if there is not anyone. I thank you, caller, for calling in today and helping the broadcast, because I could not do it without you all. I give God the praise and the glory. Gracious Father, as we end this broadcast, but we don't end before your presence, Lord, touch each one of us, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen each one of us, dear Heavenly Father, to do your will, not our will, but your will be done, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you the praise today. We come to give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. You all have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord today. Bye-bye.